Welcome to the Lenten podcast series brought to you by epostle.net. We're so glad you've decided to take this 40-day journey with us. This season, we'll be focusing on the Bazarak. Each podcast will delve into a particular aspect of the divine liturgy. As a listener, you can use these daily messages to meditate on the spiritual significance of the liturgy throughout the week. We hope each podcast provides you with the spiritual nourishment for the soul during your travel through the Lenten season. This podcast is part of the expanding vision of the In His Shoes mission.
The congregation is singing, "Holy, holy, holy." Yesterday in our Lenten journey, we encountered the essence of the divine liturgy in the prayer recited by the priest. He recounted the story of redemption. He traced the journey of our Lord to the life-saving cross. The concluding words of the prayer remind us of the event which took place just before our Lord's betrayal, trial, and sentencing. These are the words of institution that takes place at the Last Supper. During his ministry, our Lord told the people, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of you, none of all those who have been given to me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day." Scripture tells us that the people hearing these words found them hard to accept. Many were offended that he said that he was the bread to be eaten, or that he dared to say that he came from heaven. In the Gospel of John, specifically in chapter 5, verse 66, we read that many of the people following him left his company and no longer followed. On the surface, surely, this was very difficult to comprehend. Him saying he was from heaven, he was the bread of life. But those who remained, those who stayed firm, had the patience to endure, namely those who were at the Last Supper, found the meaning of our Lord's words. It is this mystery that is unfolding now in the Divine Liturgy. The priest recounts the actions of our Lord by taking the bread in his hands and prays, "Our Lord Jesus Christ, taking the bread in his holy, divine, immortal, spotless, and creative hands, he blessed it, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his chosen, holy, and seated disciples, saying," and then audibly the priest recites the words of our Lord, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is distributed for you and for many for the expiation and remission of sins." Then, lifting the chalice with the wine, he prays, "Likewise, our Lord, taking the cup, he blessed it, gave thanks, drank, and gave it to his chosen, holy, and seated disciples, saying," and audibly he recites the words of our Lord at the Last Supper, "Drink of this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the expiation and remission of sins." Pay attention to the words selected by our church fathers. They describe Christ in such a descriptive manner that each word is a meditation on Christ in itself. Holy, divine, immortal, spotless, creative. These are the descriptors that give us the understanding that Christ from heaven has the ability to transform the bread and wine into his actual body and blood. Our meditation today focuses on these words. The people who left Christ did not have the patience and arguably perhaps did not want to spend the time to explore the spiritual treasure that was before them. How often do we ignore and walk away from the spiritual component of our lives because of our impatience and even unwillingness to go beyond what we hold true, by virtue of the physical reality that we see around us? During Lent, we are given an opportunity to inspect and experiment with the spiritual component of our lives. Focus on the mystery of the Divine Liturgy as an opportunity to tap into the spiritual dimension that often gets left behind. Patience and listening with your heart makes it all come together. The journey into the Divine Liturgy is one of twists and turns, of puzzles and discoveries, which follow the path also of our lives. This is Father Voskin inviting you to join me again tomorrow as we continue on the Lenten journey into the Divine Liturgy.
Thank you for joining us for the Lenten Journey series. We hope you've been blessed by this podcast. These podcasts and all of our work is made possible through your generosity. Please keep us in your prayers, be mindful of the needs of this ministry, and donate generously. Also, please take a moment to tell your friends and loved ones about epostle.net by sending them a link to our website. That's Apostolic Evangelism for an Expanding and Electronic Universe. For Father Voskin and the Epostle crew, this is Susie inviting you to join us again next time as we continue our series on the Divine Liturgy.